This is KCUR. You might not know the name of New York artist Polly Apfelbaum, but you've probably seen her colorful sculptures, drawings, or wall pieces. Her work is in the collection of the Museum of Modern Art in New York, Los Angeles County Museum of Art, and the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art, whose relationship with Apfelbaum goes back 20 years. And as KCUR's Laura Spencer reports, the artist returns with an extraterrestrial landscape.
The title of Polly Apfelbaum's new show at the Kemper starts with a Graham Parker song from the 1970s. She says she was in the car with the radio on.
And I heard the song, and it Waiting for the UFOs, and I just thought, that's where we are. That is so appropriate for now, and that's going to be the title of my next show.
Waiting for the UFOs.
The second half of the title, A Space Between a Landscape and a Bunch of Flowers, refers to a painting by surrealist René Magritte.
Flat, of course, it's painting, but you walk into a cutout of a landscape.
Apfelbaum has been showing her work since the 1980s, and she says she's been exploring those spaces between painting and sculpture, form and color, control and chance.
A friend said I'm the space between two chairs. It's that in-between space, and it's also being a hybrid. I'm very open, I hope, with using a lot of different materials, but also between craft, painting, sculpture, installation, there's a lot of space.
The artist is probably best known for installations. You have to walk carefully around. Hundreds of pieces of hand-dyed and cut fabric arranged on the floor, which she describes as fallen paintings. There's one in the Kemper's collection called Split. Erin Jedgetts is the museum's director of curatorial affairs.
She was working with dyes on fabric then and using smaller components to build out these kind of velvety pieces that seem to creep and crawl across the floor, spread out into space.
But this exhibition explores new work, some on view for the first time in the United States.
She's kind of giving you a space to exist within a painting almost. It's like you're kind of coming in and you're just completely absorbed in color.
During the exhibit's installation, on a recent afternoon, Apfelbaum held a small ceramic platter in her hands. She placed it on the wall on top of horizontal bands of orange and yellow. More than 100 handmade pieces were lined the gallery.
That one's going to have to come out a little bit.
Okay. What do you call this stuff?
Museum wax.
Museum wax on so that they'll stay.
There are larger works in the exhibition, like Apfelbaum's wall-sized version of the 1978 rainbow flag, a symbol of LGBT pride. Vivid stripes of color, as well as the original words in white print, life for red, art for blue, and purple for spirit.
For me, color is about possibility, and that flag is about possibility and openness. And so having that there, it's also the rainbow. There's a lot of different meanings to having all those colors.
Nearly 400 ceramic beads on strings extend from the ceiling.
And they've been made over time. That's porcelain, that's colored porcelain, that's terracotta.
The beads hang over several colorful rugs woven by artisans in Oaxaca, Mexico, with Apfelbaum designs. And visitors are invited to walk on them.
People can come, they can take off their shoes and sit on the work and spend time. And it's kind of a contemplative time. I like this idea of it's a secular but spiritual space that the museum can have.
Apfelbaum says she wants to provide a different experience for the viewer, to be immersed. Instead of just looking at the work, they can be in it. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.